Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Praying that everybody had a blessed-filled day, and if not, God is still God. Well, 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 speaking of God is still God, and God we trust, as our Constitution says. Well, today definitely was a miraculous, a wonderful day. It's been so much. I've been looking at the news and reading different articles online, and I mean, there's so much that's going on in the world that don't make no sense. But at the end of the day, we have to learn how to use wisdom. And I know wisdom might seem like might look like it's like we're weak, like, you know what I mean, like we're displaying weakness. But don't worry about that. As long as you continue to use wisdom, sooner or later, wisdom wins, period. Even if when you have, because you have people with road rage, just like the young man who lost his life yesterday, I believe it was, or it might have been today, the young man that lost his life with the Jets. Road rage, I mean, not even that. It's just too much going on. But, I mean, if you have someone who's displaying road rage, got to use wisdom. Don't stick around. Just keep it moving. Because, I mean, you got a possibility of losing your life. Because sometimes, I mean, people are snapping nowadays. You don't know what anybody's going through financially or just within their life, and they just don't care. Even if you out shopping, you know how it is with these Christmas sales and things like that. I mean, take for me, for instance, a couple years ago, this had to be like 8 years ago, Walmart. Got to be Walmart, right? These two ladies, they got into an altercation over a doll baby. A doll baby. It was the last doll baby, and they got to fighting in the Walmart. Now, that's what I call just being plain foolish. It's not that serious. I mean, they both got locked up. So nobody got the dog baby at the end of the day. It's not worth it. We got to start using wisdom, people. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. I mean, I know how it may seem sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Like, we might look like we are weak or they might call us punks, but who cares? As long as you're using wisdom, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. I definitely want to keep you all encouraged because it's just it's a lot going on. And I know sometimes a lot of people don't have other people who they can talk to or even other people that they can pray with or whatever the case may be, because some people are just so negative and nobody wants to be around a negative soul. I know I don't, that's for sure. I mean, who wants to be around somebody that keeps beating you down and making you feel as though you're making the wrong decisions and stuff like that? It doesn't help. It's definitely ways we can encourage people and, you know, give constructive criticism without hurting the other person's feelings. I mean, basically, we have to figure out, okay, how would God do it? What would God do if we are Christians? Because I know some people, they do their own things, but, you know, that's why I always say to each his own. As long as I continue to ask myself, how would God handle it? It can't go wrong. I know I ain't God, but at the same time, He uses us to do His work, to do His will. Now, I know sometimes I'm the product of procrastination, but I mean, it's something that I've came across. It says when you're waiting for something to be perfect will leave you in the poorhouse, which is true. And no one pays for procrastination. So you got to continue to perfect while you're participating in the process of whatever you're trying to do. So pretty much just keep grinding, keep doing what you got to do, because 2017 is coming, is right around the corner. And I mean, it's just time to do what we have to do. It's definitely trying to encourage the young ones to be entrepreneurs, to get out there and just do what you have to do. Just keep grinding. I know it's hard, but like I say, anything that you're trying to do right, never easy. It's always going to be some type of opposition. But, you know, our trials and our tribulations, they definitely make us stronger. Even like today, when I was calling King County Family Courthouse, I had a lot of opposition coming my way with that courthouse from a young lady named Denise, who's a call center representative. I had to call her supervisor on her for the simple fact is she hung up on me twice. She was very rude, disrespectful, and just straight up nasty to me, all because I didn't want to give her my telephone number because I asked to speak to her supervisor. Well, the woman just hung up on me and told me I was being argumentative, which I wasn't, because they're going to play the tape. They're going to play the tape and see that was just a straight lie, pass me through to who I needed. But at the end of the day, like I said, she's just a call center representative. She doesn't own family court. I mean, I don't get these people. I truly don't get them. I mean, if someone's trying to get through to a person, patch them through. Why are you stopping and blocking? Even her supervisor said that she should have just patched me through, and if they didn't answer, leave a message. What was so hard about that? But that's all right. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep striving to do what I have to do when it comes to King County Family Court and their corruption and the conflict of interest that they have with Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who was my former attorney, and Dwayne L. Harris I, who is a bailiff. And that's my former attorney, and he's a bailiff, and he is in a courtroom with her, with Gretchen C. Gilchrist, preside when she's presiding over cases. And she's the main one who was writing documents pertaining to Mr. Harris and his pornography on when it dealt with my case with my daughter, his granddaughter. Now, as I state, he shouldn't even be in King County Family Courthouse, but the simple fact is, he was negligent in allowing my 14-year-old daughter to access pornography. Now, who knows how long she's been accessing it, because she's been going back and forth to their house since she was a little girl. So that's why they say you have to get to the root of the problem. So there goes your root of the problem on top of other things. But that is the main core. One thing I'm just going to keep pushing for and keep doing what I have to do, because it's not right that they have someone who was negligent in his own household that has multiple grandchildren. You never know who else was exposed to such things like that with the pornography. I mean, I was exposed myself when I was 16 years old. I mean, at the hands of his son, my ex-husband, my 14-year-old daughter's father. So that lets you know, like, if not even that, I mean, you had so many different people that came over to the house that were directed to the basement where the pornography was on the TV freely for anyone to flip through the channels to find it. So, other minors definitely seen pornography at his household. It's definitely just not me. It's just sad how things happen. But Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she is not qualified to be a commissioner, for the simple fact that she lied Number one, she lied on her board and commission's application. On the application, it states, it reads, if anyone has an opposed, would anyone oppose to your appointment? She put yes, she put no instead of putting yes, because she definitely would have her clients that would oppose to her appointment. But she knew she would have been stopped there if she put the correct answer. Even when the House of Senate went before her confirmation, the House of Senate shared the info, shared the evidence and the complaint with her. And I don't know why they did that, because I guess they thought that she was going to tell the truth. I don't think so. She was definitely wasn't about to tell no truth about mess up her confirmation that very day. So, and they had proof, I mean, evidence. That what more did you want? What more did you need? But Patricia Blevins, the former of the Delaware House of Senate, who was no longer there after 26 years, she withheld evidence pertaining to Gretchen Gilchrist's complaint from the 14 other senators who were voting on her confirmation as well, unbeknownst to myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other client, who referred me to Ms. Gilchrist in the first place. I mean, she as well suffered at the hands of Ms. Gilchrist, because Ms. Gilchrist has her out about 60K plus. Now, how can Governor Jack Markell just allow, how can Governor Jack Markell just allow anyone to drop, any attorney to drop their client in the middle of a case just to be confirmed in a new position? That should not be fair. I mean, it's not fair. That should not be right. Delaware has to get rid of these old laws and revamp them. Oh, my gosh. They do not benefit anyone. It just seems like I don't know what to say about it. I really can't tolerate the foolishness with these laws that they have. They're old, and they need to be revamped. It's not for the people. It's definitely not for the people. It's for themselves. So they can do whatever they want to do, pretty much. That's exactly what the laws, that's how they are. They can do whatever they want to do. But that's why you got to keep fighting if you want a change to come about. A change will never come about if we don't ever do anything about it. So standing up for your rights is definitely important. It's a must. Can't just let people tell you anything and do anything to you. The devil is a liar. That can't happen. Now, Donald Trump, now y'all know that Jill Stein is petitioning for three states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, to do the recount. Now, Michigan mayor, he's filing suit for it not to be done because he states it's going to cost too much money. It's going to cost millions of dollars. So we'll have to stay tuned and see what the judge says about that. Now, President-elect Trump, he has filed to block a recount in Pennsylvania. So we got to see what that's going to consist of. His complaint that he filed was based on there's no evidence or even an allegation that any tampering with Pennsylvania's voting system actually occurred. But he's the main one who put out there, not even now, before he got elected and now, talking about it's millions that voted illegally. If it's millions that voted illegally, why would you not want to recount the vote, Mr. Trump? Just saying. That don't make no sense at all. No sense. But this man steady be getting away with all these lies. He's just like a straight slick talker. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know the man's a businessman, but Lord Jesus, The Green Party presidential nominee, Jill Stein, filed for recounts in, what was it, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And she was citing concerns about the integrity of the voting systems. And Trump also filed a complaint against the Michigan recount and has lashed out at Stein for the efforts, pretty much. Trump's wins in the three states gave him 360 electoral votes and pretty much the victory over Hillary Clinton. So we got to stay tuned and see how that pans out. But it's just mind-boggling. He's like, look, we're not going to do this, pretty much. He's not trying to get them votes recounted. He's like, uh-uh, no way. It's just crazy with this man. It's off the chain. I'm just at a awe with what transpired with the young man who lost his life. It didn't make no sense. No sense whatsoever. People shouldn't just lose their life like that over road rage. It just saddens me to hear that. Definitely. And I know tonight on CNN, it's going to be something that airs about a young woman who went missing for 22 days in California. It's a little resort, not a little resort, it's like a little town off the shore of California. Now, she was missing for 22 days. She came back beaten, battered, and bruised. They cut her long hair to shame her. And it's just sad, but thanks be to God, she came back. They didn't kill her. Normally, something like that happens. You wouldn't, a person doesn't come back, so that's a blessing. That was a true blessing. So y'all can tune in to see that on CNN at 10 o'clock tonight. That was just an amazing story. So I definitely will be tuning in to watch that one this evening. Moving right on along. Well, it's like I said, it's just so much topics to touch on. It just doesn't make sense. But I definitely just want to make sure I keep y'all up to date with what's going on in the case with Mia, which is my 14-year-old daughter who was beaten and raped. She's seen the officer get shot, and she's seen a girl get shot in the head. No one should have to go through that. But, we do have some kids out there who don't listen to their parents and choose not to listen to their parents despite coming from a good home. And that's when you have to reevaluate your living. You just have to reevaluate your life and what's going on within your life in order for things to work out sometimes. But if not, some things just don't work out. But for the most part, they do. They do. Today, I don't know about y'all, but today has just been a blissful day. Blessful day. I'm just floating on cloud nine. That's all I can say, cloud nine. Now, I know Delaware is a retirement state and for retirees and stuff. And when you go for colleges, because you just have several historical colleges in Delaware, people migrate from city to city for that purpose. But they definitely need to check out the facilities. But to say, because we have a lot of youth who do not have things to do. They don't have things to do or places to stay, and we have a lot of youth that are displaced. We only have but so many ministries in Delaware. And as I stated, I was talking to Ms. Ramsey of the state agency, the FSA agency, and she herself was stating that they definitely need a facility in Delaware for children like the Governor Terry Shelter group home. Now, we need something better than that, because that one, that needs to be shut down. I was recently informed by my daughter that the attendants are asleep on the night shift at the Governor Terry Shelter group home, and that's why pretty much how she got missing, is because they were asleep and she went right out the door. Now, what kind of foolishness is that? Why does the facility need to be open? You had all those people left at one time, because the attendant was asleep. That's a job you cannot be sleeping on. You sleeping on it, that's what happened. But it's just so much more. It's ridiculous. It truly, truly is. As I state, I'm not going to be before you too long, because I'm just not feeling up to myself, and my voice is so hoarse and dry, but I'm thankful that I was able to come on the ear and be a blessing to someone, because you never know who needs that extra pick-me-up encouragement word, you know what I mean, so they can keep pushing and know that they're not alone. Because, I mean, it happened to me, it's happened to the best of us. And anyone who says they haven't, well, we just going to leave that alone. That's all I can say. Oh, hopefully y'all caught a glimpse of Donald Trump's campaign manager and hopefully y'all got a glimpse of Kellyanne Conway's a show she did with a campaign manager. So it was Clinton's campaign manager and Kellyanne Conway, which is Trump's campaign manager, and they fought back and forth. Now, I mean, it was crazy, and this was at the Harvard political school. So Donald Trump's top campaign advisor and Clinton's top campaign advisor battled at Harvard, at a forum that Harvard had. So Kellyanne Conway squared off with Robbie Mook and Jennifer Palmieri. Both of their emotions were off the charts, y'all. Off the charts. If y'all did not hear it or didn't see it, oh, please pull it up on YouTube, because it was. Now, these ladies were going at each other's throat. When I say cat fight, that's exactly how it went down, like a straight cat fight. And pretty much she's like, y'all lost, so suck it up. It's crazy. And they went for Clinton's jugular, point blank, because she lost. So they went for her jugular. And Donald Trump, I don't know what the world is. He's just slamming the media over and over and over and over and over. And this media is the same one that gives him publicity by airing his stuff on the news or on TV or whatever the case may be. So without the media, he would have never been known whatsoever because nobody would have covered him. So that's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. But that is neither here nor there. We're going to move right along because dumb people, boy, they will make you snap. So hopefully last night Dover had the tree lighting and they have plenty of festivals downtown Dover. Hopefully y'all went out, y'all had y'all hot cocoa, y'all was bundled up, and y'all had a good time with the friends and the family because it was definitely packed in rare form. I didn't go, but hopefully some of the kids got a chance to see the pretty lights and things like that. It's like I know in the news, a lot going on. I just want everybody to remain optimistic and just continue to trust in God because at the end of the day, He's in control of every situation that we have going on. Me, you, anybody. Everybody. So, just got to keep trusting in God because it can get very frustrating. It can get really frustrating with everything that's going on. So we have to be mindful of what we say to one another because you just never, ever know. Somebody might snap and you won't be there because tomorrow is not promised to no one. I'm not going to be before you too long because I am truly, truly, truly not, you know, I'm just not going to be before you too long. I'm not going to take up too much of your time because I know it's Friday. And most people are doing whatever they do and just not, you know, not trying to be sitting listening to me babbling all the time. But I pray you are, and I thank you for the ones who are on the call board and who are online. I know you said you didn't want to speak, but I still appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know if you did want to or you didn't want to. So with that being said, I'm not going to be before you for too much more longer. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and y'all enjoy your Friday night. And please, 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 please be safe, be safe, be safe. Be mindful of your surroundings because, you know, it's Christmas time, and I don't want anything to happen to none of y'all. So just remember, I love you, and God bless. Thank you.